Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello and happy Monday, everyone. Here we are. It's almost July. It's almost officially summer. What a great time of year. Now, if you live in warmer states, this might not mean as much to you. You might be a little bit tired of all the heat already, but for us in the Midwest and probably a little bit East Coast-ish, I'm going to say we are happy to have the sun. Anyway, so welcome to Messages from Above. I am a psychic, a medium, a channel, a healer, blah, blah, blah. But nobody wants to really hear me go on and talk about myself. Because if you're listening, you probably already know. I want to tell you, though, I am going to be on Drew Pillow's show. Now, Drew Pillow has a blog talk show, and it is going to be amazing. If you go to my Facebook page, you can find the event and attend the event. Sunday at 4 p.m., I am honored to be his guest. That will be a very, very exciting show. And then in August, I will be in the Madison, Wisconsin area, August 17th at Half Price Books East location, and August 26th, I will be at the Unity Church in Madison. Okay, see, that's what happens when I try to read and talk at the same time. There's some stall time there. Yeah. Anyway, so I love taking callers. I love my callers. I love you guys for listening. Thank you so much. I am going to go directly to the first caller today, 330. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. How can I help you today? What's your question, or who would you like to connect with on the other side?
My question is about a love life. I'm still single right now.
Okay, what's your name, love, and where are you calling from?
Kim from Ohio.
Okay. You know, I'm gonna start working on you energetically right now because there's a part of you that is, you know, just you're almost right there for a relationship. It's not quite there, but you're almost right there for a relationship. Now, I'm going to tell you there is another person that is involved in you not being ready for a relationship, meaning something from your past or someone from your past has put you in a position where you really don't, you want to be in a relationship, but you might not be full-on ready for that relationship, okay? I'm going to tell you within a month, this is going to start to subside. And within, they're saying 3 months, but I'm also hearing 2 months. So within 2 to 3 months, you're going to meet someone. Now, this person is not your ever after person. Don't worry about that. We think we want to meet that ever after person and have that ever after relationship. Well, this isn't the fairy tale. So there might be one or two people before the longer term relationship. And those people that come in before that long term relationship are really important people in our life. They can open something up for us. They can help us to start trusting again, help us to let go of past issues, show us what we want, what we don't want. So in about 2 months, I feel like you're going to meet someone. You're going to go out on a couple of dates with this person. You're going to have great conversations with this person. Do not get too attached. He is not the puppy from the pound that you are taking home. Okay? He is more like the puppy or let me use this term, the dog you're babysitting for a while and you're happy to return to its rightful owner. Not meaning he has another girlfriend, but I'm just saying he's not the one. You're not going to keep him forever. There is a puppy from the pound that you will be taking home, and I feel like that guy does come in about the three-month mark. That's why I'm hearing 2 and 3. You're going to meet a guy at the two-month mark. You're going to date him a bit, not a great deal, a bit. He's going to seem charming, okay? Now, listen, for everybody listening right now, when a guy has all the right answers, it's because he's practiced them, okay? Let me just tell you now, the guy that comes off as smooth and says all the right things, challenge those answers. Here's my favorite statement. Well, what does that mean to you? Or what does that look like to you? So if I say to a guy, so, you know, relationship, where are you going? What do you want with a relationship? And he says, oh, I want to be in a committed, or I'm looking for the one. I always look at him and go, well, what does that mean to you? What does committed mean? Or what does that look like to you? And how soon are you looking for that? Well, you know, and that's because nobody ever goes past that first answer they give. Get those questions in there. This is, a date is not to find out if he likes you. A date is an interrogation process for us to find out if he is the right one. And I'm sorry if guys don't like that and women are uncomfortable with that, but find out on the first and second date if he's legit or not. Don't wait until you're 3 months in and falling in love and already thinking about, you know, what dress you're going to wear down the aisle. Excuse me. You need to get those questions in. You need to see through the BS and you need to get to the right person. Get Mr. Wrong out of the way and get Mr. Right in there. At 2 months, you're going to meet somebody. He's going to seem, and I want to tell you this, he's going to seem very charming. You are going to think he is single. He is going to let you think that. I feel like he might not be single. I think he might be dating a bit still. And when you first meet somebody, okay, you might be dating a bit still, but I feel like he does have a significant other in his life. You will not know this right away. That's why they're telling you to ask those really important questions. And not that you would take your panties off, but one of your guys is yelling, tell her, don't take her panties off. So I'm telling you, don't take your panties off. There might be a lot of wicked chemistry that you might be, your chemistry might be overriding the brain, which has, it's happened to me, okay? It has happened to me, I get it. So I'm going to tell you, try to keep it public, stay in public places, and really interrogate this guy. He's going to slip up on the second or third conversation you have. Don't worry about that. You know, don't worry that you find out there might be somebody else. That just means, guess what? You get to lose the loser quicker and get on to the winners. Okay, that's all that means. Right around that 3 month mark, and it might be 3.5 months, honestly, 3 to 3.5 months, give it some time. They don't have timelines up there. We run by time. They don't. Right around that 3 to 3.5 month mark, somebody's going to come in that is going to be a much more significant type of relationship for you. And it's going to be a little longer term, and it's going to be healthy. It's going to be much healthier than some of the relationships that you've had in the past, as far as honesty and character goes. So get through the guy in about 2 months, and he has to come in because, sometimes we need to reestablish that self-worth and self-respect and telling somebody no, and then we can move on. Don't wait till that 3.5 month mark. The guy that comes in at 2 months, there's a reason he's coming in. So have those communications with him. Let him help you understand what you do want and what you don't want in a relationship, and then be ready to, at that 3.5 month mark, to move on. Now, I feel like this guy at within 2 months, I feel like he's a really good talker. He knows what to say and when to say it, and you're going to think I'm wrong, and that's okay. People always think I'm wrong, okay? That's fine. And then they send me email saying, oh, my God, you were right on. It was exactly like you said. And I, you know what? It doesn't bother me when they think I'm wrong, and it doesn't make my ego big when they think I'm right, because I know none of this comes from me. It all comes from above. But really interrogate this guy, not like, viciously, but just like ask those open, I always tell people, ask those open-ended questions. Ask those questions. Don't let them off with a yes or no, like, are you single? That's really, yep, I'm single. I broke up with my girl last night, but we'll be back together tomorrow. I'm single tonight. No, don't ask questions like that. When's the last time? Here's my favorite question to ask a guy. When's the last time you had sex? Not when's the last time you were in a relationship. When's the last time you had sex? Now, you might not want to open with that, but right. At some point, if you can't ask that question, you don't belong kissing that guy. Okay? If you can't ask mature adult questions, don't sit down to dinner with them. Learn to ask those questions. Take those, practice with a friend, whatever you need to do, okay? I hope that this is a really long answer. I hope this was helpful for you.
Yeah, thank you. I learned a lot. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely, and I hope you have an amazing rest of the week. Please give me a call back when all of this goes down and let me know how it comes out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. We are going to go directly to the next caller, area code 509-5509. How are you today?
Hi, good morning, Tony. I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Good. Oh, absolutely. What's your name, love?
My name is Erica.
And where are you calling from, hon?
I'm calling from Washington State.
Nice. So, Erica, how can I help you today?
I just had a question. I wanted more clarity on a situation that recently occurred to me. I was invited to a concert last weekend, and so the concert was on Tuesday. And we were in communication. I was letting him know I'm getting ready. And he's like, okay, well, I'll pick you up. I know that his sister was going to be driving and her sister's boyfriend. His sister and her boyfriend were also coming. And I don't think that he expected to, like, pick me up. We didn't make that clear. But I live, like, an hour away from this person, and I live on the way to the concert, so it just made sense to me. And he ended up blowing me off, like, never picked me up, never told me, like, hey, nothing. And when I realized that, I, like, texted him. I was like, thanks for wasting my time. Please delete my number. Because I was just so angry at that moment. Not about the concert. I was angry at the fact that he wasted my time, that I worked
How
around my schedule.
How disrespectful. First of all,
exactly.
Every person listening is like, oh my God, so sorry this happened to you.
It's never
happened. What a jerk off. What a, there are a lot of names I have for this person. Some of them I can say on the air. Dicklick. I think I can say Dicklick. He is such a dicklick. Here's what I'm going to tell you. This person is a game player. Clearly, you are very well aware of this at this point. He's going to reach out to you in time, not now, but in time. He is going to, and I have to tell you some things right now that are going to be a little bit hurtful, and I need to tell them to you so when he reaches out to you, you can be like fungu, and we all know what fungu means, right? So the first thing I want you to know is he did go to that concert with someone else, Drew, and that's the person that he took to that concert. Now, I normally wouldn't tell you this because why hurt? Why put salt in the wound, right? But because he's going to reach back out to you because he's such a person that thinks that with a little bit of time, you'll just get over this because girls do, and he'll be able to slide right back in every sense of that word. So I want you to know that his actions were somewhat intentional. There was a point when he knew that he would not be able or would not be able to come and get you because there was already another person that confirmed. And in the moment, that looked like a better deal to him because it was, I don't know how to say this, somebody else just came through last minute. And so that's the route he went with this. Now, I'm going to tell you, I would just block this. Block it on email, block it on social media, block, I won't even call it a him, block it on your phone, make sure this person can't even get through because their excuses can sound very, very legitimate. And the blame game is strong with this person. It wasn't my fault, I didn't know, I thought you'd be there, I thought you stood me up, blah, blah, blah. Here's what I'm going to tell you. He knows damn well what he did and what he didn't do. He's going to wait till you cool off and then reach out again, okay? Let it go. I love this statement. It's also from a song from an artist that I love. Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. I mean, just let this go. You don't want to touch this again. You don't. Here's the thing. As women, we're taught to be understanding and compassionate, and we're born with that. So we don't even let men have time to make their excuses. In our head, we're already making all of those excuses for them. Maybe they were busy. Nobody's that freaking busy.
Acceptable,
okay? Maybe his sister didn't refuse. Okay, but then he should have been texting you on the way saying, hey, can you meet us there at this point? No, this guy is just very disrespectful. He is... I've never heard this term before, but I'm going to say it because they're using it, and maybe you know what it means, but he's just charging them up. He's just charging them up. That's what they're saying. Whatever that term means, I don't know. I'm going to guess that it means he's like a player. I don't know, but he's just charging them up. Okay, that's the statement I'm getting from the other side, and I'm really trying to ask them because I'm not into the hip cool statements anymore. I'm like, what does charging them up mean?
Yeah.
And they're like, you know.
I just felt really offended. A simple text like, hey,
you know,
change of plans. Like, don't make me realize that myself. You know?
No, you know what? Your guy did you such a solid by letting this guy be a dicklick. If he would have texted you change of plans or anything else, you would have given him a benefit of a doubt. This way, there's no doubt. There's no doubt in this guy's character. There's no doubt in his level of respect for other people. And you can just, like, wash your hands clean of him and get on with your life. This guy will do this repeatedly. and you deserve so much better. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You're saying,
and that's why
I understand. Here's what's really important to know. I understand how we can take things personally when they happen, but never take responsibility for another person's actions or behaviors, mm-hmm. good or bad. Now, if he had shown up and been solid, you wouldn't say, oh, that's because it was me. So the fact that he didn't show up, he wasn't solid, he wasn't decent, he wasn't respectful, that's not on you either. His behaviors, his actions are on him. And that's where women falter the most, is they take responsibility and make excuses for men or boys, let's just call them for boys,
mm-hmm.
when boys can't stand up and be men. And we need to cut it out, and we need to, you know, have some solidarity and tell each other, he's a dicklick. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Instead
yeah.
of, like, making excuses with our friends. Well, maybe this happened, maybe that happened. You know what happened? He was a dick. That's what happened.
He showed his true colors. Do you think that he was sorry about the whole situation? Like, does he feel sorry about it? Like, oh, crap, I should have done it.
No. Here's what I think. I think he's a narcissist, is what I'm picking up. He's a narcissist, and he feels like, oh, something, and I hate to use this term, something easier came along, so I'm going to go with that. I'm going to tell you, it's really important. And this is another thing, and it's not just you, sweetie. All women do this. They want to know that when a man does something bad, that he felt bad, that he, before somebody does something, they justify it in their mind, okay? Before mm-hmm. they do it, it's already justified in their mind. Once you've justified something, it's pretty hard to feel badly about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't mm-hmm. feel, don't worry about how he's feeling about this situation. Worry about how you're feeling about this situation. And that's another thing us women do. We get so caught up in where is the guy that we forget to look at where are we in this situation. And he should be mm-hmm. sending you, I know it's a little old school to send flowers, but he should be sending something saying, I'm sorry. And those words will probably never come out of his mouth unless he wants to get the, you know. So
mm-hmm.
let this go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't for a moment do not take responsibility for him, his actions, how he behaves, and move on in a solid way knowing some people, if they don't have respect, if they're not respectful, that's not something they can learn. That's not something we can teach them. They have to go through some really hard lessons on their own to get that, if they ever do, which some people never do. And realize it doesn't matter how he feels about this situation, if he feels good, bad, or indifferent. You have to, like, just think about how you feel about the situation and move on from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sweetie?
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you really quick, I want to tell you, you do have the potential in about 6 months, in about 6 weeks, you're going to have an epiphany about relationships, okay? And you're going to start building on that. And then after that, at about that six-month mark, somebody brand new is going to come in, somebody you've never met before, somebody who is a brand new person in your life. You're going to meet them through a friend. I feel like I'm hearing friend, friend, friend. So I feel like this is a friend connection. I don't think I feel like you meet this person through a friend, and it's going to happen in about 6 months. So over the next 6 months, enjoy yourself. That's through summer and fall. And then after that, I feel like this next person coming in is a real, really a stand-up guy, and you're going to really have a very strong connection with this person. So much more character, so much more character.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to read, I want every single woman in America to read The Sociopath Next Door. And I want you to get very familiar with sociopathic and narcissistic behaviors, because people who are a little bit nicer, these tend to be enmeshed more with these type of people. Even as once a nice person, they can sense somebody who will put up with their stuff. So just, you know, The Sociopath Next Door is an amazing book. It's so amazing. Yeah. And then I want you to get familiar with narcissistic, sociopathic behaviors and tendencies so that you're not in this situation again. Okay, love?
Yeah,
and
I totally get it.
Mm-hmm. Once you read this, when they're saying in about six weeks you're going to have the epiphany, I think you read this over the – hopefully you read this over the 6 weeks and this gives you the epiphany, and then you keep studying it, and then you're in this very, very solid place with it. Okay, sweetie?
Yeah. I'm not psychic, but I just – to me, it was very clear what happened. I felt like maybe he invited someone before and they said no, but last minute they said yes. And literally, it just makes sense. It's black and white. Like, to me, I'm not dumb. Like, I know, you know, and regardless, he could have been like, send me a message, like change of plans or anything. But yeah, I feel like he would come around after giving a few weeks, maybe a month or two. But I think my message was really clear, and it took guts to send that text, like, please delete my number. Like, thanks for wasting my time.
Yeah.
You're dead to me, you know, like,
right.
I'm too good for this.
Now, here's what's something else I often tell people. If you had a daughter, would there be any explanation that would be good enough if somebody did this to
mm-hmm.
your daughter? No, there would be no explanation. There's no
mm-hmm.
reasoning, no justification, no nothing that says, okay, that makes sense. No. I want you to love yourself as much as you would a daughter
mm-hmm.
and hold guys as accountable to you as you would hold them for your daughter. Now, we,
mm-hmm.
as women, we start to settle. We start to think it's okay for guys to do this or to slip
mm-hmm.
a little bit. No.
You got
to
get feisty and don't let him step on you. And this is the first time that's ever happened, but it won't, you know. But I guess
you
learn.
Have to just be in that space of solid self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have solid self-respect, and
mm-hmm.
and I cannot be more clear about this, when you have solid self-respect, those types of men do not even come in anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's when we have insecurities that those type of people come in and feed on our insecurities. So I want you to get
mm-hmm.
that solid self-respect and self-confidence so that
mm-hmm.
this type of person, male or female, doesn't even see you anymore. But really,
mm-hmm.
read those two books, read that book and investigate those things. And right now, I'm going to start to clear you a little bit of, when I test you on self-respect, I get a no, so I'm clearing that now. And I'm really going to recommend that you consider getting a session to clear, you know, insecurities and lack of confidence so that you can really grow strong and be in that
mm-hmm.
place where you are ready to meet
mm-hmm.
and have a relationship with a good person, okay?
Yeah. I'm
and
good.
That is possible.
I just want to have fun. Yeah,
okay.
I'm good. It definitely did damage my confidence, but then I was just like, nah. Like, I got it back up, so I'm okay.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling in today. I'm really happy that I did have
the
opportunity to talk with you, and I hope this was helpful. And do read that book. It's very important that you read that book. It is. And
mm-hmm.
I want to say thank you to everybody who was listening today. If you did not get through today, please call back next week. I am here every Monday at noon to help you. and to take your calls and to hopefully get you through. I'm so sorry that I didn't get through to you today. Thank you.